As we bring Rod Ricketts into the studio. Rod, why don't you come right up to that microphone or pull it up to you, and we say good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
So let's start with your story. Yours is one of being diagnosed with skin cancer. Rod, yes. When were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in November, and then I went to a dermatologist, and they removed what they could see. And they checked it, and they noticed there were still roots protruding past. So I went down to Peoria and had a plastic surgeon go in and remove everything.
Wow. I mean, that must have been quite an intensive procedure.
Well, I guess so. I took a general anesthetic and I was out, so I didn't notice it. But the thing is, skin cancer is bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, I lived in the country all my life. I spent 8 years in the military. And basically, I was outside all my life. And when I was a young kid, and clear up through teenage years, we never heard about sunblock.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're out there without any protection at all. And it happens. I mean, my mom had numerous cases of skin cancer, and this is my first one, and I'll probably have more.
Can you tell us, because when you talk about your story, I think about all of the farmers across the area who are out in the sun. Maybe they grew up as young as 14 to tasseling, and I know that's a hot job to have. So what are some of those warning signs? What did you see that made you want to talk to your doctor?
The skin cancer I had, it came out on my lip, and it looked just like a little pimple. And every time I shaved, it got cut off. And I had a doctor's appointment, so I went to doctor's appointment. I said, I got this, and she goes, oh, that's skin cancer.
Oh, they knew it right away when they saw it, huh?
Knew it exactly.
You know, in a way, though, wasn't that a good thing that they were able to spot it so quickly to start treatment?
Oh, yeah.
And can you talk about the American Cancer Society? When we say Relay for Life, that's who we're raising money for, and they help a lot of people locally. Is that right, Rod?
Yes, they do. I had my oldest brother died of colon cancer.
So it's been in your family, and you've experienced that. Why is it important that people call 309-582-5666 or stop by our studios today?
They need money.
Mm-hmm. It's hard. You're talking about hotel stays. You're talking about being away from home. You're talking about the comforts that you need. And it's okay to show emotion at this time, because that must have been a very scary experience that you went through, Rod. And thank you for helping to warn our farmers who may be thinking, oh, I'm not just going to put that off or put their mental health off, like I know happens a lot of times. So we've got some stuff there right for you, Rod. And we really do appreciate you coming in, though. We've got a little party starting out here, Rod. We're going to have music, and we've got Jason Partridge coming in, and we've got Ryan Caresco coming in at lunchtime. So again, Rod Ricketts, everybody, thank you so much for your testimony this morning. This is the Relay for Life of Mercer County Radiothon. We have regular programming to get to as well. So we're going to do that now at WRMJ.